One of the most passionate debates in Czechoslovakia in the first years after the fall of communism was over what to do with people who had collaborated with the secret police, the STB, or had held prominent functions in the Communist Party. In 1991, the so-called screening law was passed, under which former STB collaborators were prevented from holding certain senior posts, for example in academia or the civil service. At the time, Radio Prague invited two Czech politicians into the studio, the left-of-centre member of the Federal Parliament, Jan Kavan, and the leader of the small right-wing Conservative Party, Jiří Kotas. Here is an extract from the debate, starting with Jiří Kotas, who was strongly in favour of the law.
By and large, I really feel that this law will make it quite clear who is who in Czechoslovakia, and it's very important, especially at this point of political and economic transformation of this country.
Go over to Jan Kavan now. What do you feel about the basic need for such a law?
I do actually agree with the basic need, and I think I was one of the first ones to argue for such a law.
But at this point in the discussion, the consensus ended. Despite his initial support, Jan Kavan had voted against the bill in Parliament. The reason was an amendment passed to extend the original bill to cover anyone who had been on the STB lists, whether or not their conduct had been proven to suppress the rights of others. Jan Kavan argued that this was reverting to the principle of collective guilt.
Because this law is based on collective guilt, ignores presumption of innocence, brands people without giving them any right of defense. That's why, and that's the only reason why I'm against this particular version of the law, but I am, and I stress, for a mechanism, legal mechanism, which will protect the new democratic institutions of this country from people who would want to harm it and reverse the process.
But Jiří Kotas argued that if anything, the law hadn't gone far enough, and he claimed that it should have come earlier, not a full 2 years after the fall of communism.
I think that this was caused by lack of political will, because this law, in my view, would be more justified to be passed last August or last September. I think that it's also part of pre-election campaign to pass certain laws at this point and not sooner. I think that by and large, really, it is necessary to clear who is who. I repeat again, who is who, because in this country it is so fuzzy in number of cases.
But Jan Kavan felt that the law would clarify nothing. At the time, he himself was fighting rumours, based on the secret police files, that he had been a collaborator.
I resent this law also personally because without giving me any possibility of defending myself, it puts me in the same bag as those who imprisoned my father, who sent agents to put me under surveillance for 20 years, people against whom I spend most of my life working. And it doesn't give me a legal right to go to court and ask the court to evaluate, sentence by sentence, the authenticity and truthfulness of what some Secret Service official 20 years ago put in his report to his superiors about me.
In the end, several years later, a Czech court did rule that Kavan had not been an STB informer, and nearly a decade after that interview, he went on to become foreign minister in Miloš Zeman's Social Democratic government. Today, the screening law of 1991 continues to apply, and to arouse controversy. From time to time, it still hits the headlines when some prominent figure has to leave his or her post when their links with the old secret police emerge.